Hello.
Hi, Anthony, it's Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Say, Christina said that she is scheduled to come in next Saturday, and she told me that on Saturday. So that's only, what, 3 hours a week?
She doesn't want to come more often?
No, she wants to come every day if possible, but she said she was going to call you today, but I don't know if she did or not. But no, she said that on her schedule, she's not scheduled until Saturday, but she'd like to work more.
Let me see what's going on here. You're right. Ben, let me
Yeah,
adjust.
say, I got a letter from my doctor requesting more hours too, and but I don't know who to send it to. If I take a picture of it and text it to you, do you know who to send it to? It's a letter from my primary care doctor.
Okay. That doesn't come to me. That goes to the state.
Oh, to the state. Oh, I thought it was Medicare. I thought it was federal, but it's state. Okay. I don't know who to send it to.
Can you
They
give
said my
me
caseworker, but I don't know who my caseworker is.
you can call them and ask them who would be the on that too.
Okay, because everybody told me that since they're paying you, you'd know who's paying you, and you'd know who to give it to.
Well, the way it works is if you want to get more, you have to call up the state and explain it to them. They won't talk to me. They need to talk to you.
Okay, well, I've got this letter from my doctor requesting, but I don't know who to send the letter to. He sent it to me because he didn't know who to send it to. And he told me to send it to whoever.
I can give you their number and you can give them a call.
Okay, just a minute. Let me write this down here. Now, who's this number two?
The state's number.
The state's number. Let me get to a piece of paper here. Just a minute. Okay, this is Medicaid. Okay. Medicaid, Missouri. And what's the phone number? 866
866-835.
835-835.
Five.
I'm sorry, what?
35.
835-35
Five.
five. I've got 866-835-355.
No, the last four digits are 3505.
Oh, 3505. 3505. Okay, there's an O in there. 05. So 866-835-3505. And this is Medicaid. What is this number exactly? Who will I be calling?
Call them. You're gonna give them your social or your date of birth, and then they're gonna ask you why you're calling. You're gonna tell them because you have a doctor's note and you need to get more hours, and they're the people that could give you more hours.
Oh, okay. And they would also tell me who my caseworker is?
Yeah, I guess they could too. You can ask them.
Okay, because I think I need to know who that is, so for next time. Okay, so and is there another number? Like if I can't get you on the phone, Do you have like a company's number or an alternative number or anything?
No, you could just send me a text or call me again and I'll call you back.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
I
trying
guess
to.
it's.
Is there something specific that you had, like a question about?
No. I was just thinking, in the future. But I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground, so. So what were you gonna say? There's what?
I'm trying to figure out why Christine is only on the schedule on Saturday. I see and it's not on. I'm trying to figure
Yeah,
out
the
why.
state has allotted me 13.5 hours a week, but Saturday to Saturday is 0 hours per week, or 3 hours per week, or whatever.
Able to do all her hours. There's just because they're not on the schedule, I'm gonna make sure she's able to do all them.
Okay, would you do that and call Christina and tell her, because she doesn't. She's in the dark and she doesn't know what's going on. She came to me on Saturday. She was here and she said, "Well, I don't understand it because they don't have me scheduled again until next Saturday, and that doesn't make sense."
Yeah,
So
let
she
me
was
see.
going to call you. So I
Sure.
guess she hasn't, and it's getting kind of late, so she probably forgot.
Okay, I'm gonna go give her a ring.
Okay, and when am I scheduled to see her again?
When do you want to see her again?
Anytime. I mean, the more hours, the better. Actually, I like her. Not
That's
as a
great.
girlfriend, I mean, as a person.
That's great. Happy it's working out with her. Let me see
Yeah,
why.
you what?
I'm just looking at your schedule again and seeing why it's not going on. 701.
Yeah, 'cause I'd like to know that answer, 'cause it doesn't make sense to me.
Perfect. Now her schedule is going on. 1 second. So let's see. Let me see how many hours we do. How many days a week do you want her to come?
Well, 7 would be not enough. 9 days a week.
Yeah,
I'm being
maybe.
a smart ass. I'm being a smart ass. No, I mean the more the better for me. I haven't even been outside in the last 2 weeks. So I enjoy both the company and the help, because I'm pretty immobilized here.
It's definitely a good idea to call up the state and ask for more hours because I think you can get a decent amount more hours. But the second thing is that if you want her to come every single day, she's barely going to be able to clock in then. Like, it makes more sense to do, let's say, 5 days a week.
She can't come on Thursdays because she's got something with her fiance on Thursdays. So that's one
Okay.
day that she's not available, but other than Thursdays, she's willing to work every day.
6 days a week.
So I don't care what days you give her, except that she said she can't work Thursdays because she's got something else. I don't know what it is. I don't remember.
Okay. So if she comes 7, 6, 10. So what she should do, I'm putting her on the schedule. Let me edit this.
Will she be here tomorrow morning?
Yeah, she definitely could.
Okay.
10:30 is when she usually comes.
Well, she hasn't been here since Saturday, and tomorrow is Tuesday, so that's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 3 days. So
Oh,
yeah,
I hear
tomorrow
you.
is just fine. She gets here about 10:30 in the morning. And I don't know, she usually works until whenever she's scheduled to get off, like 1, 1:30, whatever, I don't know.
Okay, her schedule's updated right now. It's 10:30 to 12:30 on
Sunday,
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Friday. And then on Saturday, she could clock in for an extra half hour.
Oh, okay.
Let me make sure.
Oh. Well, she lives in Blue Springs, so that's quite a ways. That's a long way to drive for a half hour.
Extra half hour, meaning 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that would just pay for her gas.
You want her to come less days per week then?
No, I'm fine with whatever. You know, I don't want to make it harder for you. I mean, you know, just tell me. I just would like to know.
Yeah, so then she can do this. This works. If it works with you, then this is fine.
Yeah, it works with me.
But it's not. Why is it?
30. Say what?
I'm just checking one more thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to have to call her and let her know then, because she, like I said, on Saturday, she said, as far as her knowledge is concerned, she's scheduled next Saturday. So if she's going to be here tomorrow, somebody's got to tell her.
Okay. I'm going to. Okay, I'm going to go give her a call.
Okay, thank you. And I'll call this 866 number you gave me to see what I have to do to get this letter to them.
Wonderful.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling
bye.
Back, Sarah.
Sure, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.